time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
At Fort Sackfield House. You ready for the JV boys? Actually, it's the Greenville Green Wave.
I forgot to do a little checking and see what the JV record is for Greenville. Did you find out their varsity record isn't very good? But our Indians are 6-1 JV, 4-3 varsity, so we're playing well. Our only loss is at Jake County, and we're up 14-0 on them, and kind of we did a lot of subbing. I think he put a lot of players in, and they let them get the lead back, and we never did end up finishing that game well. But you got the starters there. You ready to
for the Green Wave? Jason Bunger, Hayden Bush, Nolan Curtis, Ian Cromwell, and Mason White. And starting for the Indians, will they be number 3, Kobe Wendell, number 5, Riley Will, number 23, Ian Holman, number 33, Brian Benn, and number 15, Gavin Toby. We're about to start here at the fort. Remember, coming up after this, we'll be simulcasting through WPGW and Rob Weaver. Ben will hit for the Indians against Wikes of the Green Wave. Ben Wikes will hit double tap it, so they'll re-jump. They'll do it again up, and Wikes gets it, and he'll hit number 2, Bunger. Bunger will walk on up, guard by Kobe Wendell. He'll give over to number 5, Ian Cromwell. He'll hand over to number 3, Bush, over to Wikes, over to number 4, Curtis. Curtis will dribble around, try to find Wikes inside. He does. He'll go middle, dish out to number 3, Bush. Over to number 4, Curtis. Curtis will fire up a 3 short, rebound by Riley Will. Riley will push up for the Indians, and he will be fouled with a hand check. Could be on number 2, Bunger, his first, team's first.
Indians take it out on the side.
Ian Holman will get in to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will cross the timeline here in the first quarter. He'll give over to Riley Will. Riley will get a screen by Gavin. Kobe will give over to Kobe Wendell in the corner. Kobe looking around, gets screened by Ben. Brings it back out, finds Kobe. Kobe will drive, dish over to Ben. Ben will pull a 5-footer up, no good. Rebound by Wikes of the Green Wave. He'll give over to number 2, Jason Bunger. Bunger will give it over to number 5, Cromwell. He'll then hand it off to number 3, Bush. Over to Wikes. Into the corner to number 4, Cromwell. Ian will give it over to Wikes. Wikes will get up to number 5, Cromwell again. He'll fire up a 3 up, no good. Rebound by Ben. Ben will give it to Kobe Wendell. He'll push on up to number 5, Riley Will, and he'll be blocked. Gets it back. Ian Holman will fire up a 3 up short. No good. Rebounded by Riley Will. Riley will bring it on back out. He'll drive baseline. Look around, find Kobe Wendell. Kobe will dish over to Ben. Ben with a 17 foot up and good. 2-point basket. Brian Ben.
Nice shot from Brian Ben, and Kobe drove in, kicked it back out to him at the foul line, and he popped her up.
So number 5, Ian Cromwell, will give it over to number 3, Bush. Bush will put up a 5-footer up and good. 2-point basket. Hayden Bush.
Nice little left-handed layup going across the lane. Indians are bringing it up court with a little bit of pressure.
They give up to Holman. Holman will be able to set his feet up and good. 3-point basket. Ian Holman.
Yep, he let him get his feet set, and that ball's going in the hole almost every time.
So Bunger will get bring it on up, guarded by heavily by Kobe Wendell. He'll give it over to number 5, Cromwell. Hand it back to number 3, Bush. Back over to Cromwell. He'll dribble, lose it. Gavin Toby steals away. Gavin will push hard, 2-on-1. He'll put it up and no good. Rebounded by Ian Holman. Holman with him, put up a 5-footer up, no good. Rebounded by Gavin Toby up, no good. Rebound by Brian Bennett up and good.
Oh, man.
And it will be fouled. So go line shooting 1.
Relentless rebounding by the Indians. Just kind of back and forth across the glass. Every shot of those was contested. Possibly could have been a foul called on each one of those shots, although none of them were like big hacks or anything. But a lot of contact. It was contested. So Brian will go to the foul line. Would be shooting one.
Ryan Pose comes in for Riley Willing. Dan will fire it up. No good. Number 2, Bunger, will bring it up for the Green Wave guard. Heavily by Kobe Wendell. Kobe arguably probably won the game last time for the varsity team. He came in base guard there. I can't remember what his name, kid's name was.
That was Buckingham as their shooter that was just killing us.
Hit 19 points going to half, and then Kobe came in. I think he shut him off. So.
Yep.
Ian Holm will come down, throw up a 3, no good. Rebound by Kobe. He'll fire out to Gavin Toby. Gavin will then fire up a 3 and gets his own rebound. Gavin will drive baseline, pull up a 5-footer up and good.
Nice follow the shot by Gavin. He shot one from about 15, 18 feet and followed his shot, got the rebound, and Green Wave with an infraction. I think he stepped across the line as he passed it inbounds. And so Indians will have it under their own basket, 9-2. Indians lead, 3:42 left.
DJ Zimmer checks in for Cromwell. They get it into Ben up and good. 2-point basket. Brian Ben, he has 6 points so far for the Indians. Indians have 11-2 lead. Wikes will try to get into Ben. He does. So 2-point basket. Mason Wikes of the Greenville.
Yep, over Brian Ben, and nice move. And Junior playing on the JV. Big guy.
Indians will get her cross up to home, and home will find Ben, and it'll be tipped away, and it'll stay with the Indians.
Looks like Wikes is about 6'4", about 240. He's not as strong as Brian Ben, but he's a strong kid. Strong looking kid.
And Ryan Post and Brian Ben, miscommunication. Post throws in 2 Wikes of Greenville, so they'll bring on up. Number 4, Curtis, will dish out to number 3, Bush. Up no good. Rebound by Gavin Toby of the Indians. 11-4 here in the first quarter. Gavin will push all the way up and good. And he'll be fouled with a blocking foul, so he'll go line shooting 1.
Nice move, coast to coast. Goes in. He was not going to be deterred. He was going at the basket, put it up strong. Goes in, and he was fouled.
Last subs for the Indians, Regan Martin, Russell Gale, and Dylan Evers. Second for the Indians for Ian Holman, Brian Ben, and Kobe Wendell. Kobe puppet for 1 and is good. So extends the lead 14-4 for the Indians. Number 2, Jace Bunger, will give up to number 10, DJ Zimmer. Zimmer will then lose it, and it will go to the Indians.
Get out in front of the scorer's table.
Ryan Thunt of Harold Feely. Kobe will get into Ryan Post. 2:37 left. Indians up 10. Ryan Post will look around, find Russell Gale. Gale will then drive the shot to Dylan Evers up top to Ryan Post. Post will fire for 3 up, no good. Rebounded by number 10, DJ Zimmer of the Green Wave. He'll give it over to number 3, Hayden Bush. Bush guarded by Ryan Post. And then you have a blocking foul on Russell Gale.
Yeah, he was hustling around there trying to get that steal, and he did make a little contact. I think the only reason they called that foul is he kind of forced the guy to go over and back, and they had to call something, and so they just called a foul, I think.
Number Fletcher in for the Green Wave has it, gives over to Curtis. Then number 4, Curtis, will fire up a 3 up, no good. Rebound by Gavin Toby. Gavin will give it up to Regan Martin, up and good.
Quickly ahead to Regan, who's down court quickly, and that was pretty. Gavin Toby is a beast on the boards right now.
So the innings extend the lead to 12. Bunger will give it over to number 3, Bush. Bush will look around. and have it stolen away, and it'll be a foul on Ryan Post.
Yep, there was a little contact there.
That'll be his first, team second. So Bunner will inbound it into number three, Bush. Bush will lose it, give it over to number four, Curtis. Curtis, drum around, gives it back over to Bunner. Bunner by, guarded by Russell Gale, go with the number three, Bush. Bush over to Curtis. Curtis will get tried to get into number 10. He does, but Zimmer. Zimmer will pop a five-footer up, no good. Rebound by Gavin Kobe. Gavin will push two-on-one with Regan Martin. He'll go up, and it'll be a charging foul.
Man. Yeah, probably was. I didn't see if the guy had his feet set or not. But that was a nice move. The guy was there. He just he came down and just took it. You know, he got the rebound again, coast to coast. He's playing well. You know, I don't fault him on that. That is good aggressive basketball, and I like to see that.
Curtis will get over to Bunger into Zimmer. Zimmer will then turn around. Actually, that's Fletcher up, no good. Rebound by Gavin Toby.
Again,
Toby will dish out to Regan. Regan will fire up a three up and short. Rebound by Ryan Post. He'll lose it. Russell Gale will come up with it and then be pushed by Bunger.
Yep, that was a lot of scurrying around there, but one guy would get it, somebody'd knock it out of their hands, and he'd have it. Somebody'd knock it out of his hands. Finally ended up with Russell getting pushed there. Martin will trigger it in for the Indians.
Brady will get into Gavin Toby. Gavin will then drive. Put a right-hand layup up, no good. Rebounded by the Green Wave.
Another nice, strong move, just didn't go.
Hayden Bush walked on up with 33 seconds left, and he's up 12. Bush dribbling around. You'll find number four, Curtis. Curtis will fire up a three up through a screen, up no good. Rebounded by number five, Cromwell. Check back in for the game for the Green Wave. Number three, Bush, will get a screen. It'll be a legal screen on number 35, Cameron Fletcher. So we'll go back to the Indians.
Tell you, Gavin Toby has played a heck of a game. He's going to come out and rest here with 17 seconds left here in the first quarter. Indians up 12, and I would say Gavin Toby has 6 rebounds here, maybe.
Yep, and he has 5 points to go with it. Ryan Post will give it over to Holman, back up top to Ryan Post, over to Russell Gale, over to Evers, into Regan Martin. He'll find Ian wide open. He'll set his feet. Thought about too much, up no good.
Yeah, he did.
And the Green Wave will get back, and they want, and that'll be quarter. After one, Indians lead 64. We'll be back after this here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
With the end of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH end of year sales event. You'll find new Case IH Farmall, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information, visit Old Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
And we're back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, 16-4. Indians have a 12-point lead, my bad. And so far, scoring for the Indians, Ian has a 3, Ben has 6, Martin has 2, and Gavin Toby has 5.
And Gavin Toby, man, was he rebounding. He was a rebounding beast. He'd get the rebound, come down, go right at the basket. Just that was really good to see out of him. Some nice moves, made most of them, but just good to see him going strong to the basket all the time.
And number 3, Bush will give a little push to Russell. And, I mean, if you push Russell, I mean, he's probably, he ain't the biggest guy, so.
No, and both of them were off balance, so he was going down no matter what. That wasn't like anything bad or anything. They both were off balance, leaning toward the ball, and they went down.
Yeah, it'll be a legal screen on Brian Benn, so he'll go back to the green wave.
Yep. We're just tuning in. Indians lead 16-4 here real early in the second quarter.
Number three, Bush, will walk on up for the green wave across the timeline. 6:35 left in the second quarter. They'll get to number 10, Zimmer. Zimmer out to number 5, Cromwell. They'll dish over to number 4, Curtis. They'll be a tip away, and it will stay with the green wave.
Yep, Russell got his hand on that and knocked it away, so we go back to Greenville.
Number 3, Bush will inbound it for the green wave. He'll get back. And he'll dribble around, guarded by Kobe Wendell. Up to number 10, DJ Zimmer. Zimmer getting to Wikes. Wikes will try to make middle up and good. 2-point basket. Mason Wikes.
16-6 now. With Indians still in the lead. Just over 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And Regan Martin puts up a three from the corner and misses.
And
got the rebound up and no good. And then Greenville with the ball.
Number 3, Bush walking off again. Indians have a 10-point lead here in the second quarter. Greenville then turn it away back to the Indians. Gavin Toby checking back in for Regan Martin.
Yeah, tried to get it to Cromwell in the corner, and he was turning toward the basket before he had the ball and just bounced kind of off his chest and out of bounds.
Kobe wants to walk on up. Indians still have a 10-point lead. Gavin Toby will give it over to Russell Gale, over to Kobe Wendell. Up top, the Indians wide open up and up 3 is up, no good. Rebounded by the Green Wave. Number 5, Ian Cromwell, give it to number 3, Bush. Back to Cromwell. He'll walk, throw it, and be tipped away. And we'll stay with the Green Wave. Bush will inbound it. And he'll get it in to number 10, DJ Zimmer. Zimmer will fire it over to number 5, Cromwell, and he'll be picked away by Gavin Toby, and will stay with the Green Wave. Number 23, I do not have a number for him, so he'll check in for number 10, DJ Zimmer.
Yeah, there's a number 23 on the varsity, but he's a senior, so
that's not,
I do not know who that one is.
So, number 23 will get a screen. Actually, I'll see here in a second.
Okay, yeah, you got a copy of the book there, don't you? Yeah, so Greenville's got it there, got it out on the left wing up to the top, down in the left corner to 23. He's out on the left wing, look for a 3, doesn't have it.
He doesn't even have a number in the book.
Cromwell, not sure. I'm pretty sure it's legal, but we don't have it. He'll be number 23, that's all we can do. Oh. Tried to get it over to, I believe, that was Weiss down inside, and he kind of went down. That wasn't Weiss. That was number 4, I believe, Curtis. And he just kind of tripped over something. And
tripped
down
his own feet. I
think he did. Something caught his shoe on the... There wasn't a player there tripping him. So
the Indians will get back. Kobe Wendell will cross the timeline. 4:22 left here in the second quarter, and number 23 steals away on a pass by Kobe Wendell. And there'll be a blocking foul on number 3. So,
I'm guessing 23 might be one of the sophomores on the varsity, so it could be Reed Haynes or Jace Bunger, but I don't know that for sure.
Riley will then push up for the Indians up and good. 2-point basket. Riley will.
Indians first basket of the quarter. 3 minutes in, but still with an 18-6 lead.
Cromwell will then drive. Pull the shot up and no good. Rebound by Ben. Ben will give it to Kobe Wendell. Toby will give it up to Ryan Post in the corner and to Gavin Toby. Gavin will try to go baseline. It tries to dish out, tipped away. 23 will come up with it. And we'll walk on up.
Riley Will steals it. Coming the other way. Goes up. Nice underhand layup for Riley with a nice move. And it's 20-6 Indians. And steal by Ryan Post. And he'll... He carried the ball. He was... Looked like he might be going to try to pass it off and held up and dribbled again. So... Nice little fast break going there. He probably should have just brought it on down, but he thought he saw an opening for one of his teammates and didn't work out. Indians still up 20-6, 3:14 here in the second quarter.
So a few subs for the Green Wave. Isaiah Gilmore and Jordan Buer will check in for the Green Wave. Gilmore will give it over to number 4, Nolan Curtis. Curtis will dribble around. To go all the way, dish out to number 23, which we don't know. Perhaps actually 20, Jordan Buer. He'll walk with it, so he'll go back to Indians.
Kind of shuffled his feet after he got the pass, I guess. Ryan will bring it up. It's across the center court.
20-6. Indians have a good lead. Ryan Post. Drive, dish off to Kenny Judy. Kenny will flip a shot, no good. Rebound by Kenny. Kenny will be then fouled, and so he'll go line shooting 2.
Kenny, nice strong shot up. Didn't make it. Nice strong rebound. Got fouled. Last game, he played very well.
Yes, he
did. I was very impressed with him. He'd been fairly impressive earlier in the season, but that game against Ansonia, he played just really, really well.
Misses first. Throw up a second. Up and no good. Rebound by Whites. Greenville will be a jump ball.
Gavin Toby ties them up under the basket.
It will stay with the Green Wave.
And they'll get to go to the length of the court.
So number 15, Gilmore will get into number 23, which we still don't have a name for. We'll probably get half. I'll do it on Ask Bubba, so.
Yep, we'll try to find that at half, but we don't have it here.
Gilmore then drive, put up a 5-footer up, no good. Rebound by Kenny Judy. He'll give over to Ryan Post, up to Riley Will. Riley Will dish out to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will fire up a 3 up short, no good. Rebounded by Regan Martin. Regan will then be fouled by Whites. And the Indians will get him one opportunity with Regan Martin.
Yep.
Number 10, DJ Zimmer checks back in for Mason Whites. Regan's first time stepping the line tonight.
20-6, Indians lead. A little over 2 minutes, 2:09 to go here in the second quarter.
Regan will get a second. It is up and good. And it looks like the Green World Wave. We're going to take a timeout. We'll take one with them here on the 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. Indians lead 22-6. 2:09 left here in the second quarter. And Indians 6-1 record. Green Wave, I do not have their record, but they're probably pretty decent record, but their varsity is 0-6, I believe. 0-8. So they've had some pretty tough games.
Cromwell will throw up a shot up no good. Rebound by Regan Martin. He'll give it over to Riley Will. Riley Will will give it over to Gavin Kobe. Gavin will then dish over to Kenny Judy, and he'll give it to Riley Will up for Regan. Up three, no good. Rebound by Kenny Judy. He'll lose it and will be fouled by number, who he was, name is
23. Yep, still haven't found his name. We'll find that at halftime if we can. But it is not in the program, not in the scores book, because we took the picture of scores book.
It's heinous.
Is it as heinous?
Yes. Okay. Kenny Judy's 1-1 opportunity up, no good. Rebounded by the Green Wave.
Yep. And heinous will bring it across, 23. Get it over to top of the key
to number 5, Isaiah Cromwell. Number 10, DJ Zimmer make a move to give it to Reed Haynes. Up and good. 2-point basket, Reed Haynes.
Thought it might be Haynes because he's a sophomore on the varsity, but the number didn't match up, so I'm glad you got that worked out. Tried to, Riley Will tried to get the pass up to Regan Martin, tipped out of bounds by the Green Wave. And Dylan Evers will trigger it in for the Indians.
He'll give in to Ryan Post. And it'll be tipped away. And we need such a last. So we'll go back to the Green Wave.
22-8, 55 seconds.
So Hannes will walk on up. And he'll give it to number 10, DJ Zimmer. Back out to number 4, Nolan Curtis. Curtis will fire up a long 2 up and good. So 2-point basket, Nolan Curtis. He'll give Indians lead to 12. And it looks like Coach O is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him. We'll be back after this word.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kalb Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalb Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalb Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, or call Kalb Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Kalb Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back here at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse, 22-10. Indians had a 12-point lead here in the second quarter. 27 seconds left.
We'll go over some upcoming games at halftime. That 27.2 left in the first half. Indians up 22-10 and taking the ball out over in front of Billy Bechtel.
Reagan will get it into Ryan Post. He'll walk on up. 23 seconds left here in the first half. Ian Holman to Regan Martin in the corner. Back at top to Regan, or Ian over to Ryan Post to Dylan Evers. He'll try to get into Benny Does. He'll fire back up to Ryan Post. Over to Ian. He hits Regan. We're trying to get it into Ben. It looks like, and you'll find Evers wide open up and good. 2-point basket. Dylan Evers.
Nice. Got it with 2 seconds left. Desperation shot not in time and way off target. So we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where the Indians JV leads 24-10. Pretty good first half here for the Indians. Coming up tomorrow, the girls will host Jay County. That's at noon for the JV contest. And we'll simulcast WPGW for the JV and varsity contest next week. And I guess next year, girls have a game on Thursday at Minster. That'll be a WPGW simulcast for the varsity and WOSN TV delayed broadcast. Do not have a scheduled time on that on the replay of that yet. On Friday, then the boys host Minster. That will also be a WPGW simulcast. Then on Saturday, the girls will host Liberty Benton with a noon JV tip-off, and we'll simulcast WPGW again for the varsity contest for the girls at Liberty Benton. Then on Saturday evening, the boys go to Lincoln View, and that will be a 4 Recovery Radio broadcast. So we've got tomorrow, girls at, hosting Jay County. Thursday, girls at Minster. Friday, boys host Minster. Saturday, girls host the tough Liberty Benton team at noon, and boys host a go to Lincoln View on Saturday evening. So that's what we have coming up. You've got our stats and some scoring there for us, Reese?
Yes, I do. For the Indians, Riley Will has 4. Dylan Evers has 2. Enome has 3. Brian Benn has 6. Reed Martin has 4. And Gavin Toby has 5. And for the Greenville Green Wave, number 3, Hayden Bush has 2. Number 4, Nolan Curse has 2. Mason Wykes has 4. And Reed Haynes has 2. So that's your scoring so far, 24-10.
Indians are looking pretty good on the JV game here. Again, we'll be simulcasting Rob Weaver and the WPGW for the varsity, but for the Greenville boys, they are 0-8, very uncharacteristically low scoring. Looks like their closest game was probably 20-something point loss. They lost to Arcanum 55-29. Most of their other ones, one of them was 63-44. Rest of them been pretty bad losses. So this is an 0-8 Greenville varsity team that, you know, they usually give us fits even when they don't have a good record. We just don't want to take them for granted, I guess, that we're going to win this game, or we might end up losing again. But don't know anything about them except their record in Coldwater Saturday, I believe it was. They lost 72-30 to Coldwater was the last game they played. So we haven't played Coldwater yet, but at least we have some idea what kind of team they have. So do you know anything about them, Reese?
I just looked at Max Preps a little bit, and other than that, what he just said, they're just, I would say they're just a young team. I bet they don't have many seniors on their roster. So, it hits every team eventually. You have to eventually regroup and just play young guys, and the scores might be so bad that you shouldn't even, I don't know how to really say it, but, it's a stage you hit, so,
We'll just see. I mean, to be honest, I mean, we've played with teams I think we shouldn't have so far. Yes. So, I mean, yes. it'll be a good contest. I bet you 100% Coach Bayshore cannot wait for this varsity game to start. From Greenville, I mean, he wants to beat him, but I bet he'll not run up the score just because it's his former school. So.
No, not on. He definitely won't do that on purpose. Sometimes you just can't help things getting out of hand, because I'm looking at the teams that they've played. Troy, don't know much about them. Arcanum isn't the kind of team that'll run up the score.
They face a lot of schools from the more of the Pickway area.
Vandalia.
I mean, those are all good scores.
Yeah.
Schools. I mean, Sydney has a real good guy from going to Virginia Tech, Andre Gordon. And I mean, Troy has good names, and Pickwell also has good names. I mean, I would say unlucky for them to be in a kind of a stuck situation between three or four, five, six good teams they have to face every year. And it's, I mean, it's the luck of the draw, but it's the conference you're in, so.
Yeah. Yep. And, like I said, I don't think any of these are those teams. I don't know, but Coldwater or Arcanum are not the kind of teams that will run up the score on somebody on purpose. Now, you get up plenty and maybe let up, but you want to get up early if you can and go from there. But not sure what to expect here. I guess we're thinking the Indians should win this pretty easily, and it should be a fun game to watch. But if a team goes into the game thinking we have it won, it may end up being a tough one again. So we don't want that. So let's take a real quick break here. We'll be back with the start of the second half very shortly.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
As we all start the new year, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group want to remind you that every year things change. Now is the time to make sure you're covered for the things that changed last year and might change this year. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants to help you review your current coverages and make sure you're protected. Join us in the fort, where we can protect you too. We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Fort Site Fieldhouse. Minute and a half here to go still before the start of the second half. Let's just kind of run over some of the things, how the season's gone here for the JVs. First game of the year, they won 67-40 over Delphus Jefferson. That was here at home. Then at Versailles, they won 37-35. Then at Jay County, we lost 44-41 after being ahead 14-0 and kind of letting up a little bit and letting them back in it, and then ended up losing that contest, their only loss of the season. Then at Parkway, they won 50-40 against a pretty good Parkway team. And then here at home against South Adams, they won 52-30. Then at Wapakoneta, the JVs won in triple overtime, 66-60, in a really good basketball game. And then last week, they won big against Ansonia's JV team, score of 64-20. Varsity against Delphus Jefferson won 67-24. Then at Versailles, lost 51-45. At Jay County, we lost by 2 at 53-51. Then up at Parkway, we won by 3, 61-58. South Adams, we won 70-36. Wapakoneta, we just didn't play well up there. Lost that game 69-43. And then last week versus Ansonia, we won that game 55-46. And we were down going into the fourth quarter. And they decided to, Coach Bayshore decided to put Kobe Wendell on their shooter, which I believe was Buckingham, and shut him down. and then we started scoring. I think we outscored them 24-6. So starting the second half here, and Reese will get you going here.
Gavin Tohu will get a screen by Riley Will. He'll give it to Ben. Ben will pump a shot. No good. Rebound by Gavin Toby. Back out the end. He'll fire up a three up and good. Three-point basket. Ian Holman.
Nice shot by Ian, and Gavin again with a just a monster rebound. He just grabbed that ball and yanked it out of a Green Wave hand and got it out to Ian.
Bunner will give it to number five, Ian Cromwell. He'll give it over to Wikes, over to Bunger again. Wikes, he'll get a screen by Wikes. Give up top to number five, Cromwell. He'll hand it off, or he'll keep it. Give it out to number four, Nolan Curtis. He'll lose it, and he'll go back to the Indians.
Yeah, it looked like he was making a move toward the basket before he had the ball. They've done that a couple of times.
Gavin Toby will get it into Kobe Wendell. Back to Gavin Toby. Over to Kobe again. Up to Riley Will to Ben. Ben will then travel. Yes, they.
Yeah.
And they will go back to the Green Wave.
He was trying to get that over in the corner, and somebody stepped in there, and he tried to stop, but he dragged his foot just a little bit.
So Des Munger will bring it up and across the timeline. He'll give it over to number three, Bush. Into the corner to number five, Cromwell. He'll drive, try to get the white, stolen away by Brian Benn. He'll give it to Gavin. Gavin, two-on-one situation. He'll put a shot up and could be fouled. So he'll go to the line, shooting two for the Indians.
Kind of brought it coast-to-coast again and looked very strong, went strong to the basket, and got the foul call and didn't go in, but he'll get two.
First one up is no good.
Strong up. Indians lead 27-10. A little over 5.5 left here in the third quarter.
Go for second, up and short. So long and short. And those two free throws for Gavin Toby. Bunger will give it over to number five, Cromwell. He'll get into Wikes. Wikes will try to go middle, dish out to Cromwell. He'll fire up a three up, no good. Rebound by Ian Holman. Over to Riley Will. He'll cross the timeline with it. 27-10 here in the third quarter. 5:16 left. Riley Will to drive and put a left hand layup. Up and good.
That's a nice move by Riley. Went in there up on the left hand side and up and in.
So Bunger will give it to number five, Cromwell. He'll give it to number three, Bush. Over to number 40, Wikes. Wikes will use his dribble and then hands it off to Curtis. He got screened by Wikes. Curtis will then drive, put a five-footer up, no good. Rebound by Gavin Toby.
Another monster.
Riley will dish out to Toby. Back to Gavin. Gavin will fire up a three up. Long, no good. Rebound by Ben. Ben will make a move baseline up, no good. Rebound by number five, Ian Cromwell of the Green Wave. He'll give over to Bunger. And here across the timeline, he needs to have a 19-point lead here in the third quarter. Number five, Cromwell, will hand it off to number three, Bush. Over to Wikes. Wikes will give it over to Munger. Get a screen by Wikes. He'll use it, and he'll find Wikes on pick and roll. Wikes will try to get middle with it and put up a 10-footer up and good. Two-point basket, Mason Wikes.
That's a pretty nice move.
Seems like he goes in the middle a lot more than he goes baseline with it, but. And Ian Holman will fire up a three up and good.
Basket. Quick down court, flipped it to Ian in the corner, and there he was with his shot. He's doing well here tonight.
That will extend the lead to 20 for the Indians. Munger will bring it on up and try to give it to number five, Cromwell, and Toby will steal it away, and he'll be fouled on layup, so he'll go line shooting two.
Another strong move to the basket. Man, he's been playing really well.
So far, Gavin Toby is 1-for-3 tonight here at the foul line.
That's the only thing he hasn't done well, is shoot the foul shots. But he'll get plenty of chances, I think, and he'll probably end up with a pretty good percentage here. Start making them right here.
Gavin Toby's first one up is no good. Long. Ryan Post, Russell Gale, and Dylan Ewers check in for the Indians. And number 10, DJ Zimmer will check in for number 5, Ian Cromwell. So Gavin will get his second.
Let's get this one.
Up and no good.
Man, bounced on the rim 4 times.
Yeah, oh, so Greenville get and Bunger will walk on up. Across the timeline, guard by Russell Gale. Bunger will then drive all the way baseline, hand it off to number 3, Hayden Bush. Bush will then head to the corner to Jace Bunger. Bunger will fire for 3 up, no good. Rebounded by Russell Gale. Gale will give it up to Gavin Toby. He'll split the defenders and then try to force it in. It'll be tipped away, and it'll stay with the Indians. Remember, coming up after this, we'll give it over to Rob Weaver and WPGW for a simulcast of the varsity game. Ryan Post will get it in to Ian Homan. Remember, coming up tomorrow, girls will have the Jay County Patriots in town here at the Fort starting at 12 o'clock. Ryan Post will fire up a 3 up, no good. Rebound by the Green Wave. And we'll also simulcast that one tomorrow, both JV and varsity with Rob Weaver. Number 2, Bunger will give it over to number 4, Curtis. Curtis will fire a 3 up, no good. Rebounded by Jace Bunger, and he'll lose it. And he'll go to the Indians.
Looks like he lost the button as he's picking it up, bounced out of bounds. So Indians have it. Gavin gets it into Ryan.
Ryan will then push up to Regan. Regan will then go middle with it and then give it back to Ryan. He'll find Dylan. He'll be fouled on the way up. So he'll go line shooting 2. Dylan's first time stepping to the line tonight here for Coach O and the Indians. Kenny Judy will check in after this free throw. Dylan's first one up is no good. We are struggling from the line tonight, Neil.
Yep. That's the only thing that's wrong. So Kenny's going in for Gavin. Gavin might be done for the night. He's had a great night, but he may just be resting. We'll see how this goes. Indians up 20. Come on, Dylan. Let's get one here.
Dylan's second one will go up, and it is good. So Indians do
4 in a row, 5 in a row before that, maybe?
Yep.
Man.
Indians do get on the board at the free throw line here in the second half. Number 3, Bush will give over to number 4, Curtis. Curtis will fire up a 3 up, no good. And he'll off the top, and he'll be out of bounds. So we'll go to the Indians.
Well, it looks like what Greenville might be doing now is when they get one of their 3-point shooters open, they just shoot it because their game plan hasn't been working at all so far. So
Ryan Post will go coast to coast and put up a layup up and good.
That's
so
a nice move by Ryan.
That'll be Ryan's first buck of the night. He needs to have a 35-12 lead. Number 10, DJ Zimmer will hand it off to number 4, Curtis. Curtis will fire up a 3 up, no good. Rebounded by number 10, DJ Zimmer. Zimmer will then try to get to Wykes. Wykes will lose it. He'll get back up top to number 4, Nolan Curtis. To give over to number 3, Hayden Bush. He'll set up the offense for the Green Wave. Minute 43 left here in the third quarter. Number 10, Zimmer will give out to number 4. Curtis fires up a 3. No good. And there'll be a foul on the Indians. And it looks like number 25, Nicholas.
That foul was on Dylan. Yeah, Truman Nicholas is in now for Green Wave.
First time check-in tonight. It looks like he'll try to get to number 10, Zimmer, and they'll be over and back.
Well, it was over and back because he touched it before it went across. He touched it in the backcourt, but they didn't blow the whistle. But when he touched it, he just flipped it out of bounds because he knew it was over and back, but they didn't call that over and back.
So number 10, Ryan Post, will walk on up. He gets screened by Kenny. He'll use it. Gives it over to Dylan Ewers. Dylan Ewers will give it over to Regan Martin. Regan will fire over Post into corner to Russell Gale. Gale then drive baseline dish out to Dylan Ewers up top to Regan Martin. Regan will fire a 15-footer up short, and it should be a tip to ball.
Yeah, he got that blocked and or fouled, but they're giving that to the Green Wave. If this was a closer game, our fans wouldn't have been happy about that. But We're up 23 points, so we're...
Cameron Fletcher checks in for Mason Wykes for the Green Wave. Number three, Bush will give over to DJ Zimmer of the Green Wave, and he'll trip over his own feet, and he'll lose it, and it looks like it'll be a traveling violation on Russell Gale, and kind of a weird situation there, Neil. Yeah. I mean, the kid just trips, and Russell Gale comes up with it, starts squirming around, and then it will call travel on you, so.
He was trying to, from his back, trying to get the ball to one of his teammates, and that's okay.
Number three, the hustle push. He'll use the screen by DJ Zimmer. Bush will keep it, and he'll try again to the paint, and it'll be a pushing foul on number 34, Kenny Judy of the Indians. His first, team second of the half. So, Bush will inbound it into number 35, Fletcher. He'll hand it off to number 3, Hayden Bush. Give over to number 25, Nicholas. Tries to get into Zimmer, gets it into him. Out to number 15, Gilmore. Gilmore will fire it over to Nicholas. Nicholas will try to get into number 35, Fletcher, and he'll lose it. And it looks like Russell Gale comes up with it, and he'll be fouled by number 24 or 25, Truman Nicholas. His first, team's fourth of the half. 23 seconds left here in the third quarter. Indians have a 35-12 lead. Ryan Post bringing up, guessing he'll, Coach O will want the last shot of the third quarter. Ryan Post dribbling around, top of key. And it'll be a 5-second call.
I wasn't thinking about that, but he was counting.
So the Green Wave will get back. Number 15, Gilmore will inbound into number 10, DJ Zimmer. Zimmer with 4 seconds left finds Bush. He does. 1 second left, and Bush will turn around with a long three up, no good. And now in the quarter. After this, 35-12. Indians have a good lead. We'll be back here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
You go out of your way and wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace. Ace has the top-rated paint like Valspar, and we can match any color on the planet. We also have something that's harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask the right questions to make sure you get everything you need. Stop by the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for all of your paint project needs. We'll make sure you leave with quality products and advice you can trust from the people that know you best.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, 35-12. Indians will start the fourth quarter with the Green Wave. Number 5, Cromwell getting to number 2, Jason Byrne. Byrne will cross the timeline. And you at number 4, Nolan Curtis. Try to get into Wykes. He does. Wykes will then turn around middle again. Up no good. Rebounded by Riley Will. Give it over to Derek Lotfeld. Check into the game. He'll put up a shot up and good. 2-point
nice
basket.
Little right-hander. Score is now 37-12. Indians with the lead. And Hustle Russell with the steal. And puts it in. 39-12. That little full court press caught him over there, and a guy tried to make a little turn on him, and Russell grabbed it.
Number 4, Curtis will try to get into Wykes. He does. Wykes will then go middle again, and it will be no call.
Yep.
He'll go up.
He gave Dylan a pretty good bounce there and put him on the floor, but in a 20, 30-point game, they're not getting too excited about it.
Russell Gale then get it inside the paint, and he puts up and good. off of Dylan Evers.
Dylan Evers with a nice pass inside to Russell while they were still trying to get the defense set.
41-14, Indians have a good lead here in the fourth quarter. 5:42 left here in the game. Number four, Curtis, will give it to number two, Bunger. Try to get to Wikes. He does. Wikes will then go middle again with it. Oh, he'll go baseline with it. Up and no good. Rebound by Ryan Post.
Pretty decent move, but it just didn't go for him.
Ryan Post will give over to Riley Will. Riley then travel with it. So,
yeah.
Just make the easy pass first. That's all I have to say. Just he tried to go through. He tried to split two defenders, and he tried to throw. I mean,
yeah.
You can just step back and throw it to him. So Bunger will bring it on up. He does. And he'll pull a giveaway. Russell will push off. No call, but Ryan Post comes up with it. He'll be tripped up. It'll be a blocking foul on number three, Hayden Bush of the Green Wave. Kenny Judy checking back in for the Indians. 41-14 here in the fourth quarter. Kenny will check in for Dylan Evers.
Dylan's played a very nice ball game, and Kenny's looked good, both in relief of Brian Benn, and sometimes at the same time they're in there, but played very well.
Kenny Ju will fire up a 10-footer, up no good, rebounded by Mason Wikes. He'll give over to Bush, and then give over to Bunger. Bunger will give it up to number three, Bush. He'll use the screen by Cromwell. And then Bush will fire up a crazy shot, and he'll be pushed from behind. So he'll go line shooting two. I think this is their first time stepping the line, which it is. For the Green Wave. Number 10, DJ Zimmer will check in after the shot from Hayden Bush. And it looks like Carson Rammel check in for the Indians.
Well, and the short hit the front of the rim.
Zimmer and Carson Rammel check in to the ball game for Riley Will and number five, Ian Cromwell. Hayden will get a second. Up there, no good. Rebounded by number 10, DJ Zimmer. He'll go line off of a foul from, it looks like,
I think that was on
Ryan Post.
Yeah. And he got the rebound and went right up, and Ryan tried to block him and got mostly armed. So
Zimmer, first one up is good. Zimmer will get a second. Up and no good. Rebounded by Bomb Flooring. It will stay with the Green Wave.
Yeah, I think that was just a convenience call there. Not sure exactly who that went off of, but they were on that end. Let's just stay on that end.
So Bunger will get in to number 10, DJ Zimmer. Give it back over to Bunger. Bunger will lose it. And he will then lose the ball, go out of bounds.
Russell Gale just harassed him till he had no control. He left his feet and had to do something with the ball. Tried to throw it at Russell, and that didn't do anything. Big guy's trying to push Kenny
around a little bit. Get into Russell Gale into Kenny Judy. Kenny Judy will put up a layup up in good. 2-point basket. Kenny Judy.
Wikes was trying to bounce him out of the lane and got bounced him right to where he got the pass and went right up.
Bunger then be double teamed, and Russell Gale comes up. It's thrown away by DJ Zimmer, and he'll be called with a hand check.
Yeah. Russell got over there in that corner and he stole the ball, got it stolen back, tried to steal it again. Russell's hands are so quick, and he is everywhere. It's just, I feel sorry for anybody that he's guarding, because he is just on him, man.
And it looks like Riley Will will check in for Ryan Post. Bush will then drive, dish out to Bunger. Bunger will fire up a three, up and no good. Rebounded by Carson Rammel of the Indians, and he'll be tripped up, and he'll give over to Russell Gale, and he'll walk with it.
Yeah. I think Carson might have gotten fouled, went down on the ground. He did travel while he was down there, I think. Didn't call that. Flipped it to Russell, and Russell was going to get it ahead, but he traveled. So when we're up 28 points, we don't get excited about those, I guess.
Brewer will check back in for the Green Wave, and Bush will then lose it. And he'll be pushed from behind by Bush. So
and Carson grabbed it. It looked like he was trying to do a one-handed bounce pass and then realized there wasn't anybody there is what it looked like to me. I don't know if it was a goofed-up dribble or if he just messed up there.
So Russell Gale across the timeline, and he'll go all the way to the hoop and put a shot. No good. Rebound by Riley Will. Riley will put a shot up and good.
Nice basket.
Riley Will.
Nice move.
So Indians extend the lead by 230. 45-15. 3:11 left here in the fourth quarter. Number three, Bush, will fire up a three up. No good. Rebounded by Russell Gale of the Indians. Russell will bring it on up. Yes, screen by Judy. He'll find Riley Will. Riley will then try to find Lochtefell, which he does. He'll put a layup up, no good. Rebounded by Kenny Judy. Kenny Judy then lose it. Lochtefell comes up with it over to Russell Gale. 4-3. Up, no good. Rebound by number 20, Jordan Brewer of the Green Wave. Bush will give it over to number 4, Curtis. Curtis will try to get into Whites. He does. He'll go middle with it again. He'll pop a shot and good. 2-point basket. Mason Whites. Seth Lochtefell checks in for the Indians. It looks like Coach Bo's going to take a timeout, so we'll take one with him here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto. 375-4617.
And we're back here at the fort. Indians up 45-17 in the fourth quarter. 2:17 left here in the ballgame. Riley will walk on up. He crosses his timeline. He'll get a screen by Kenny. He'll give over to number 24, Seth Lochtefell. He'll find Riley Will. Kenny will find Riley, so.
That was a nice move. Got it into Kenny, and he looked like he had a pretty decent shot at putting it up, but Riley, streaking toward the basket, had a better shot and got it right to him. Nice play, nice move.
And the Green Wave get into Bush, and he'll go up for a layup.
Looks like they'll call another timeout to get another player or two in for them. Minute 39, we'll just take a quick timeout here, and we may have to break into this commercial if they're just going to be out for a second.
Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food.
And we're back here at the fort. Coming up tomorrow, girls will host Yick County. Noon for the JV tip-off. WVGW will have it for both JV and varsity next week. Thursday, girls are at Minster. WVGW simulcast, WOSN TV delayed broadcast. Friday, the boys will host Minster at the fort. WVGW will simulcast the varsity. And then Saturday, the girls will host Liberty Bend. And then the boys will travel to Lincoln View. That's the games coming up. for the rest of this week and next week. Riley will walk on up, 1:35 left here in the fourth quarter. I'll give it over to Carson Ramel. Carson will fire up a three, up and no good. Rebound by Kenny Judy. Kenny will then put a shot and he'll be fouled. There you go, line shooting two. So far, Kenny's 0 for 2 at the line.
Strong rebound, strong shot. If he can start getting those free throws to drop.
First one up is good. So we'll
round the rim and in.
6-10 lead for the Indians. 48-19. He'll throw up a second, up and good. Oh, nothing but net there. So the Indians extend the lead to 30. Full bunch of subs in for Greenville now. Number 25, Truman Nicholas, will give it over to number 20, Jordan Brewer. He'll give it back to Nicholas. He'll get a screen by 44, Dylan Freeze. Frey. I don't know how you say it. Can't remember how you said it to me. FR.
I didn't see which one it was. Sorry.
44.
Oh, Frazee.
Frazee. And yep. Then the yep. 25, Nicholas, will dribble around, give it over to Frazee again. Frazee looking around, gives it to number 35, Fletcher. Fletcher will try to get into number 12, Alex Bumgardner, and he does. And he'll dish out to number 25, Nicholas. Holy cow, Frazee will fire up a long three up, and it'll be no good.
Yeah, what can it hurt? They're down 30. If he makes it or misses it, it doesn't make much difference.
So, like this hell, we'll get into Ramel. About 35 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Riley will give over to Lockefeld into Carson Ramel. Back up to Seth Lockefeld. Seth will dribble around, lose it. And he'll give over to his brother, Derek Lockefeld. 19 seconds left. Derek will then drive, put the shot, and it'll be blocked from behind. And it'll stay with the Indians. 13.5 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. So the Indians will get it into Kenny Judy. Kenny will then go up and be fouled. Aw.
Yeah. I don't blame him for wanting to put a couple of shots up. We're up 30 and let the clock run out. He got fouled. He'll go to the line. Take a little more time. That's okay. First one up. Around the rim and off. Last one went right straight through the net. That one bounced around some and bounced away. Next shot up. That one is up and off. Rebound to the green wave.
And it looks like Nicholas will give it up to Frazee. Frazee will fire up another long three up. No good. Rebound by number 20. Brewer. And that one is our game.
49-21. We'll be back in just a minute.
At Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse where the Indians JV wins pretty easily. easy fashion. I believe the final was 49-19, something like that. It was at near the end of the game anyway. They cleared the score here pretty quickly, so don't have that. But do you have stats yet there, Reese?
I am just about done.
Okay. As Reese was talking about, tomorrow, make sure you get up here. Indian girls play Jay County at JV games at noon. We'll be simulcasting Rob Weaver and, I'm thinking his name now, Justin Mangold. We'll be simulcasting their broadcast of the JV and varsity games. So you got your stats there, Reese?
And yes, I do. And for the Indians scoring, Russell Gale had 4, Riley Will had 10, Dylan Evers had 3, Derek Lockva had 2, Ian Holm had 9, Brian Bennett had 6, Kenny G had 4, Regan Martin had 4, Ryan Post had 2, and Gavin Toby had 5. And for the Green Wave, Bush had 4, Curtis had 2, Zimmer had 1, Gilmore had 2, Fletcher had 10, or Wykes had 10, and Crazy had 2. And now they're scoring for both teams as the Indians get a win here at the fort. 49-19. Remember, coming up after this, we'll give it over to Rob Weaver and WPGW for the varsity game. Yep. About 13 minutes left here in warm-ups for the varsity, so we'll end it from here, Neil.
Yep. So we'll go back to the studio for a few minutes, a couple of songs, maybe an announcement, and then we'll be back in about less than 10 minutes with Rob and his pregame show. So we will be seeing you again. Our next broadcast will be next Thursday for JV Girls at Minster, but make sure you're tuned in to Fort Recovery Radio or 100.9 FM tomorrow at noon for the JV and varsity games. Fort Recovery Girls hosting Jay County. Thanks for listening. For Reese Rogers and myself, we'll see you next time.
Broadcasting.